Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Mennonites Podcast. Yeah, it's been a while since I've uploaded a full podcast episode. The only thing I've uploaded since episode 94, I believe it was my Ink to the People video that I did just a little over a week ago. And have another one of those Ink to the People shirts coming up sometime this coming week. So I'll definitely be doing a video for that one as well. And yes, just like in the preview film, you'll see me wearing my scrubs because I'll be doing it immediately after I come home from work. But yeah, this one I'm just doing it because it's been a while, you know, about almost 3 weeks since I've uploaded a full podcast onto YouTube and Spotify, Google Podcasts, Castbox Radio, Public Breaker, Anchor, all these great platforms for which you can subscribe to the Mennonites Podcast. And just wanted to let everybody know, the wonderful people who are gracious enough to subscribe to the podcast, let you all know what I've been up to these last few weeks. And yes, as I already said, mentioning about scrubs and coming home from work, I started a job, new job recently, yes, and that is a big reason why I have not really done much in the last 2 weeks, because just my time has been very, very limited, and, well, not really limited, just, you know, my work schedule is I work Monday to Saturdays, Sundays are my only scheduled day off, and my hours can vary anywhere from, I'm usually there from around 8:30, and it can go as late as it needs to be. I work at the hospital in town. I'm actually doing COVID testing. Yes, that's right. I'm finally putting my medical assistant certification to good use for that. And yeah, so that's what my time has been occupied with for the last 2+ weeks. And it's been very time-consuming, very energy-consuming as well. So I've not had the physical energy, at least in my opinion, to be able to do some of the podcasts that I had been planning on doing. I promised I was going to do my classic wrestling pay-per-views for the month of July by the end of the month. I was going to be talking about Bash at the Beach 1996. Obviously, I did not do that. Instead, I'm probably going to put that off until next year, so we'll see how that works out. And kept promising I was going to do a retro film review as well for a few movies that I just recently got the Blu-rays for. And obviously did not do that either. I did do my Extreme Rules predictions, so I kept that promise at least. I did say I was going to do a podcast recapping what happened with the Comic-Con at Home as well as Justice Con. And the truth is, with Comic-Con at Home, it was very not exciting. It's probably the nicest way I can say it. I'm just saying. Comic-Con at Home sucked. Nothing at all exciting about anything that came out of it for those 5 days that it was on. I'd like to think it was 5 days. I'm not 100% sure about that, so don't quote me. I watched 2 panels. I watched one talking about it was a Marvel series that's come to Disney Plus where they document different stuff from the history of Marvel Comics for 80 years, and that one seemed pretty interesting. I watched the New Mutants panel, which, you know, the clip that they showed and the new trailer that showed, that was nice, but, I mean, still have no idea when the hell we're gonna get to see that movie, so, yeah. And, yeah, there was just nothing else of any interest at all from that. And Justice Con, I mean, it's already been 2 weeks at this point, so all the people that would have talked about it had already talked about it. And if you didn't already know what went on at Justice Con, I'll put the link to the YouTube channel below if you all are interested in that. There were great panels featuring the likes of Clay Anos and his wife Christine Kabanban. Kabanban, yes. Fabian Wagner, cinematographer, Sean O'Connell from Cinema Blend, and the author of the Release the Snyder Cut book. A great panel about diversity in Zack Snyder's films with Chris Wong Swenson, Jonita Davis, and Shiraz Faruqi. And a great panel from one of the owners of Ink to the People. Great panel from the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, and a great panel from Jay Oliva, Ray Porter, who plays Darkseid in Zack Snyder's Justice League, great panel from Ray Fisher, and of course the headliner himself, Zack Snyder. Oh, and also Deborah Snyder, Zack's wife, with the Snyder Amazons crew, and that was a lot of fun. Yeah, I'll have the link in the description for this, so y'all can check out those panels. They're all up there for everybody to view and enjoy. And yeah, I was planning on talking about that, and also the 2-year anniversary of the podcast, which was officially on July 27th. Yes, exactly 2 years. July 27th was when the podcast launched. It's been a fun 2 years. It took me 2 years, and I finally reached over 100 subscribers, so that's cool. And the main podcast episodes, I'm almost at 100. After this one, I'm 5 episodes away from 100 episodes of the Minute Tides podcast. So I'm excited to see when I get to that one. Who knows, maybe when DC Fandom happens, that'll be my 100th episode. We'll see. But yeah, just been very busy with work, and like I said, I'm working with the hospital in town doing COVID testing, and that's been a fun experience in and of itself. I'm happy to be, you know, working in the medical field once again. It's, you know, I spent a good portion of the last 5 years going to school for, and you know, every clinic that I've worked at, that it's ups and downs, you know, as any workplace does. But just being there for the last 2 weeks, it's, I feel like a whole new me, if that makes any sense. Like when I first posted, I put on my social media when I came home on my first day, I said, feels good to be exhausted from a long day at work. And I really meant that, you know, because I'm someone that that I love working, and you know, and I love being exhausted from the hard work that I do. And I feel like this whole episode is going to be probably one of the most boring ones I've ever done, and I apologize to anyone who is watching and listening to this for being bored out of their minds with it, because you know, I'm pretty sure not a lot of people really care to hear what I have to say about some of these things. But yeah, I felt like I just wanted to let you guys know what's been going on with me. You know, that's what's been going on with me. I've been, you know, my time has been occupied with work, and I love working. I've been enjoying this job very much. I'm hoping that it can lead to more opportunities with the hospital. I would love that very much. But yeah, not much else has really been. I mean, I'm trying to do more, trying to find the time to do videos and podcasts like this one. You know, has been a bit of a mental task for me, and just that's something that I didn't really take into account when I you know got hired for this job. You know, that I'm gonna have to really find time, you know, every day to figure out how I'm gonna do these things. Because, like, earlier this week, this will be going up on Sunday, August 9th, so, 1 week ago, it was the August 2nd, I was supposed to have the day off, you know, again, Sunday, and then I was because we were supposed to be closed on Monday because of the hurricane that was coming through, or tropical storm, whatever it was at the time. So I was going to try to use that time between those days to try to record some of these podcasts that I've been, you know, meaning to do. Instead, I ended up working half a day on Sunday, and I came in and worked on Monday. And then last minute, we were closed Tuesday because of the hurricane, and I spent that whole day just, you know, cleaning out debris from the yard, and didn't have the energy to do these podcasts that I promised everybody I would be doing. But finally found the time to do it tonight. I'm recording this Saturday, August the 8th, which was International Cat Day, so Happy International Cat Day to all the wonderful cat people around the world and all the beautiful cats that are out there. I've been enjoying a lot of cat videos since I came home from work today. Trying to find the time, and not just the time, but this, you know, the physical and mental energy and motivation to do these. It's something that I did not take into account with this job. You know, but I'm figuring it out. I'm figuring it out as I go along. You know, every day is a learning experience. I'm a firm believer in that. Every day you learn something new. Every day you learn to adapt and just find ways to do what you need to do. So that's what I'm going to be trying to do. I'm going to try to be doing that throughout the month of August. Then I'm going to try to find time to when I'll be able to do some of these podcasts, because I have quite a few planned for the month of August. Like, I have my SummerSlam predictions coming up in a couple of weeks. In fact, I believe it's actually this weekend? This coming weekend? I think so. Let me check that out. I feel like it's this coming weekend. It's next weekend. Next weekend, yeah. So, but yeah, the following weekend, the weekend of SummerSlam, which will be, it is the 23rd, is when SummerSlam is happening. Yes, sometime that weekend I will have my SummerSlam predictions. And also there's DC FanDome that's coming up as well, which I am very excited for that. But I am going to be working that day, so I'll have to figure out how I'm going to find all the information from all the fun stuff that's going to be happening that day. It's a long, long list of guests that are going to be there. It's going to be a very unique virtual Comic-Con kind of event. Zack Snyder's going to be there, Val Kilmer is going to be there, that's exciting, Nolan North, Troy Baker, they're going to, Rocksteady is, and Warner Brothers Games, they're going to be talking about the new Suicide Squad game that's, you know, coming out. Can't wait to learn more about that, because that first image that Rocksteady shared on Twitter looked really cool, so I'm excited to see what that game's going to be all about. And I believe the storyline is supposed to be, like, you know, Suicide Squad kills the Justice League, which I'm guessing would be loosely based off of the Suicide Squad versus Justice League comics from the DC Rebirth, which I have, you know, I've finally got to read issue one of that, and I think it's great. I gotta get my hands on the rest of the series. Yeah, we're going to learn more about Matt Reeves, the Batman. We're going to be learning about James Gunn's The Suicide Squad. There's going to be something for Wonder Woman 84. Black Adam's going to have something going on there. I believe Aquaman 2 is supposed to have something. I'm not 100% sure about that. But there's going to be something for everything to do with DC Comics at DC FanDome. And I believe it's supposed to be officially hosted by Aisha Tyler, who I absolutely adore. Aisha Tyler, I really do. And she's funny, she's hot, and she loves Batman vs. Superman, which just makes me love her even more. And that's coming up in a couple weeks. I'm gonna have fun learning all the fun stuff about that and trying to take my notes on my little clipboard right here that I'll be using to make my notes for future podcast stuff. So, you know, that'll be a lot of fun to do. And I look forward to that. You know, it's going to be fun to figure out how I'm going to get into all of that stuff. And also just, you know, other stuff that I'm trying to do. I am going to try my best to keep up with the Classic Wrestling pay-per-view for the month of August of this year. Because for that one, it's one that I've actually been looking forward to for a few months since I started doing these Classic Wrestling pay-per-view segments for the Men of Science podcast. It's going to be SummerSlam 1998, aka SummerSlam Highway to Hell, which is one of my favorite SummerSlams. I think probably my number two favorite. So looking forward to rewatching that one and sharing my honest thoughts about that. And see, what else do I have going on this month? Let me look at my itinerary for the month. Yes, SummerSlam predictions, DC fandom, and SummerSlam 1988. So, that's going to be a lot of fun. Yeah, and then I got other classic wrestling pay-per-views coming up for the rest of the year, like Mind Games in Your House and Halloween Havoc 1998. Oof. That'll be fun to watch for the first time. And Survivor Series 1997. Yeah. And Starrcade 1988 for the month of December to round out the year. And I do have a special podcast that I have planned for the day before New Year's Eve, where I'm going to be looking back at the year 2020, because this has been one hell of a year, and we're only in August, so, you know, who knows what the hell's going to happen for the remaining 5 months of the year. Well, less than 5 months at this point. And I try not to get political on here. I try to keep this thing politics free, but you know, politics can find its way into everything these days, and it brings out the worst in people. It really does, and I try my best to not get into it, especially on social media, because social media can be such a cesspool of toxicity, and I don't know. But anyways, the microphone that I unveiled on here a few weeks ago, the wonderful, wonderful microphone, vintage design microphone, still have not been able to test it yet, because like I said, I haven't been able to get the accessories necessary for such a thing. I need to get a mic stand for it, a desktop mic stand, and the cord to test it out. I'm going to be doing that very soon with this, this new job. I'll be able to afford such amenities. Is that the right phrase for it? I don't know. So I'm gonna be getting some of that. I'm actually might be getting a new pair of glasses soon. I'm not 100% there yet, because I feel like I've been needing a new pair. So we'll see how that works out. And yeah. Like I said, I feel like this is going to be a very boring episode. I don't think anyone's going to tune in for this one. I'll be surprised if I get more than 5, total between YouTube and Spotify, Google Podcasts, and everywhere else. If I get more than 5 people to tune into this, I'll be very surprised. I've also got a lot of YouTube videos that I need to catch up with all my favorite people that I follow on YouTube. Poindexter Lounge, I gotta catch up with him. Gotta catch up with Sinister Cinema Reviews, Venom Vlog. I'm behind on some of Seek's videos. Sorry, Seek, I tried my best to keep up. I feel like it's one right at the tip of my tongue, but I can't think of the name. Let's Talk Scream from Allie. I gotta catch up on some of her videos as well. And Stella, if you're watching this, hope you're doing well, and hope we can finally collaborate soon, like we've been talking about. And then anybody that would like to collaborate with me on anything on here, whether it's chatting on Skype or Zoom, whatever, StreamYard, whichever one of these platforms you guys would prefer, love to collaborate with somebody on here, I had a lot of fun when I appeared on Seek's Parasite podcast a few weeks ago, so I would love for, to do more collaborations like that. That was a lot of fun, I really want to try to grow this channel, beyond just me talking about wrestling and superheroes and comic books and video games and whatever else that I talk about on here. I want to try to do more mental health videos. It's been a while since I've done one of those. I want to try to do more with this, especially with some of the wrestling stuff. Lately, I don't watch Raw, SmackDown, NXT, and AEW as much as I did before. It's, I don't know, it's just, wrestling is just, hasn't been, like, current wrestling just hasn't been that fun for me in a while. I mean, I still watch the pay-per-views. I watched Extreme Rules, and, you know, I still haven't watched Backlash. You know, and whatever wrestling I have watched, it's mainly older stuff on the network. Like last night before I went to bed, I decided to put on WrestleMania 28 just to watch the end of an era Hell in a Cell match with Undertaker and Triple H. And I don't know what came over me, but like at the end of the match, when they all had that embrace with each other, I started crying. I don't know why. I guess I don't know because it was. You know, like I talk about all the time on here, just the stories that these matches tell, you know, can make a big difference. Because you can have the greatest technical wrestling match ever, but did you tell a good story? You know, which has always been my big criticism with AEW. Yeah, you know, they have a lot of flash and style, and it's great. You know, I enjoy those kind of matches, but. Did you give me a reason to care about why any of that was happening? You know, like in that match, you know, Undertaker and Triple H, Hell in a Cell, Shawn Michaels as the guest referee. I had a reason to care about what was going on in that match because of the story that they had put forth, you know, with that. But just a lot of what's been going on with WWE especially, and just, I mean, I did watch Raw this week. I did not watch SmackDown. I watched Raw, and I'm just like, I don't even know how I feel about it anymore. I mean, I don't want to say that I'm losing my passion for wrestling, because I definitely did not. I definitely am not losing that. I'm not. But it's just, and I don't want to be like those crybabies all over social media, like, oh, you need to bring back the Attitude Era, you need to make a TV-14, and blah, 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 blah. I just want it to be better. You know, at least, you know, what I would consider to be better. Because I know all of this stuff is subjective. There's people who absolutely love what's going on right now. And that's great. But I'm not enjoying it. I want to enjoy it. But I just am not right now. And most of what I do, like when I come home from work, I'll watch something either on Disney Plus or on YouTube. Or I'll even read a book. Like I've been reading the Hunger Games prequel book, the Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes, which I think I just reached chapter 10, and the whole time that I've been reading it, going through my head, I keep thinking about like when they eventually do the movie version of it, because I think that they already said that they're going to. I don't know how they're going to pass this off as PG-13, because there's some fucked up stuff in this story. And also because of, depending on how many details they want to maintain, they might have to split it into two movies. That's just how I see it, at least. Either split it into two films, or make it one really long film. Make it a 3-hour movie, so that you don't miss too many important details. But yeah, it's if they want to keep it like in the book, and not go too soft, there's some fucked up stuff that could make it a rated R story. You know, like there's a lot of blood loss in this one. And like I said, I've only just finished the first 9 chapters, and there's quite a bit of blood loss in this story. Yeah, but I love it. I love the first 3 Hunger Games books. I love, you know, Hunger Games, Catching Fire, and Mockingjay. And I'm really enjoying Ballad of Songbird and Snakes. So, anyone who has not read that book yet or has not picked it up, I highly recommend it for you guys. Because, you know, if you enjoy reading those kind of stories like I do, then I'm sure you'll enjoy reading this one as well. And especially if you're a completist like I am, and you want to have the full collection of these stories, then, you know, get it just for that part as well. Which, actually, I do need to repurchase the original books of the first 3 Hunger Games stories, because I used to have the full collection, but, you know, as I've talked about other times on here, financial reasons, I had to sell a lot of my books. I really missed those books. Like, I had the full Harry Potter collection, I had to sell all those, had a lot of wrestling books that I had to sell, you know, had to sell my Hunger Games books. I had a lot more books than I do now. Like, right now, I only have, Daniel Bryan's book, AJ Lee, Dynamite Kid, Mick Foley's first book, two of Chris Jericho's books, Jim Ross's book, Bret Hart's book, Ric Flair's book that he did by himself, and then the Ric Flair book that he did with Charlotte Flair. Keith Richards' biography, Ozzy Osbourne's biography, Bruno Sammartino's biography, and Mick Foley's novel Tatum Brown. Yeah, those are the only books I have now. I used to have a lot more. I used to have the entire Harry Potter collection, the Hunger Games, first two Hunger Games books. I had Batista's book that I never read, Arnold Schwarzenegger's book that I never got to read. I had Stone Cold Steve Austin's book, I had Edge's book, Shawn Michaels' book, I had Chris Jericho's first two books, I used to have all four of Mick Foley's books. What else? I feel like I'm missing a few. I had China's book, I had to sell that one as well, Kurt Angle's book, I think I had The Rock's book, I'm not 100% sure about that. I used to have a lot more wrestling books, especially. I had a Star Wars book, Order 66. Joe Perry from Aerosmith, I used to have his book. Steven Tyler, I had his book. Yeah, a lot of those books I never got to read. So, I would love to own them again. Lex Luger's book, Hacksaw Jim Duggan's book, Road Warrior Animal's book, I had his book. Yeah, so that's all I can think of at the moment. I know I had a lot more books than I do now. And I do miss a lot of those books. I miss having those books. I love to read. I do. You know, I'm always up for a good book. I've been really wanting Val Kilmer's book, and I'm always someone that prefers to buy it in the store, but if I can't, I will do it online. And I've been very hesitant to buy it off of Amazon, because I've really wanted to find it in the store. Like, I mainly shop at Walmart out here, because that's mainly what we have here. So I've been trying to find a good copy of his book over there, and they do not have it at all, and that just annoys me so much. Maybe I'll have to eventually just, bite the bullet and buy it off of Amazon, or even off Walmart.com, because with Walmart I'm able to do the ship to store and don't have to pay shipping, so I enjoy that little feature, and I can pick it up at the store. That's what I've done with a lot of stuff. Hell, with the microphone that I currently use. Sorry, hope that wasn't too loud of a tap. I purchased that through Walmart's website and picked it up at the store. I feel like I'm talking nonsense right now that nobody cares. And I apologize for that, I sincerely do. It's just, mainly just I wanted to do this just so I could have something to talk about, because, other times I've said before, this is kind of therapeutic for me. It's nice to get some of this stuff out of my system, because a lot of stuff goes to my head all day long, and I don't always have an outlet to release it, so that's why I sometimes do it on here, where I just ramble on about all kinds of random stuff, and that's what I'm doing right here, so. Those of you who have been enjoying me talking about these things for the last almost half hour, I sincerely appreciate all of you who have. I guess that's where I'm gonna cut it off right there. Thank you all so much for watching and listening to this, if you've been here all the way to this point. I'm also gonna try to get a better computer setup, because right now I'm operating off of my Chromebook, so I'm gonna try to get like an actual computer, and maybe get like an external webcam so I can get better clarity and a better picture on here, so that you guys get a better presentation with me on here. And if you're not subscribed already, please do so on YouTube, Spotify, Google Podcasts, CastBox, Radio Public, Breaker, Anchor. All the links will be in the description for you guys to check it out. Check out my previous podcast content on here, my other podcast episodes, Worst to Best, Classic Wrestling Pay-Per-Views, Retro Film Reviews, Regular Movie Reviews, my video game reviews, my mental health videos, especially if you are someone who struggles with mental health and feels like your voice isn't being heard. I encourage you to check out my videos. I'm not going to pretend that I'm an expert at any of the stuff that I talk about on here, whether it is the mental health videos or anything else that I talk about on here. I never pretend to be an expert on any of this. I'm just one man speaking my mind. So, but if something that I say resonates with you on some level, then, God bless you. And if you would like to support the channel for the Minitized Podcast, you can do so by joining my Patreon for $1 a month. But as I've been saying, I will completely understand if you don't want to join. I won't hold it against you. Or if you'd rather support me by buying some cool merchandise, you can do so at the Minitized Podcast store. The links to Patreon and my store will be in the description below. I hope you all have a wonderful day, a wonderful week, that your summer has been as enjoyable as it possibly can be, and that you're all staying safe and healthy and taking care of yourselves and your loved ones. And like I said, I love and appreciate every single one of you who watch my videos, listen to the podcast, subscribe to my channels, and just be good to each other. Be good people, and let's create a positive world. Let's create a positive space for each other, because there's too much hate and negativity in this world. There really is. And this has been the Minitized Podcast. I am Julian, and I will see all of you on the next one.